Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, August 6th. A fair amount of news came from Tesla's annual shareholders meeting, which was given the nickname Cyber Roundup. Before we jump in, a little bit happened before the curtains opened. Tesla shareholders voted on a proposed 3-to-1 stock split, and it approved with a strong majority. Tesla's last stock split dates back to just a few years ago, when the announcement sent the stock price surging to a new record high. The approval of the stock split hasn't helped the stock so far, with Tesla being down 6% before the shareholders' event. So, moving on. The Cybertruck got a minor update. Musk confirmed that it is going to have a higher price than previously announced, and that the production equipment is about to be installed. While the price wasn't announced specifically, Musk said that the price will change, referencing it as bad news. When the vehicle was first announced, it was started as low as $40,000. However, many things have changed since 2019. Some good news is that during the meeting, he said that Tesla is tracking to start production in the middle of 2023, though this time he did specify volume production. All right. Tesla revealed that the Model Y is on track to be the world's highest-selling car by revenue this year, and it will likely be the best-selling vehicle by total volume next year. Currently, the best-selling vehicle in the world is the Toyota Corolla, with around 1,150,000 sales. With Tesla on track to rival the number, one of Elon's predictions came true, stating before the Model Y hit the shelves that demand would be between 500,000 to 1 million units per year. The prediction was 4 years before the vehicle release, actually. Also, Tesla has announced that it has recently produced its 3 millionth electric car since its inception back in 2004. Actually, they didn't really start making cars until 2008, but who's counting, huh? Tesla has famously set its goal to be able to produce 20 million electric cars per year by the year 2030. At the meeting, Elon Musk said that he believes Tesla will need about 12 gigafactories to achieve that goal. And as a matter of fact, he said that Tesla might be ready to announce a new location for the next factory later this year. When he prodded the crowd as to where to build, Musk responded to the crowd by saying, "We got a lot of Canada. I am half Canadian. Maybe I should." And there might be a little bit more to the Canada story, as this is actually the second time that Musk has hinted that Tesla's next factory could be in Canada. And lastly for the meeting, Tesla teased an image of the Optimus robot while promoting Tesla's next AI Day event. The image appears to feature robotic hands of the actual Tesla Optimus prototype, joining the left and right hands with thumb and fingers in a heart shape. How cute. Musk reiterated that he believes that the robot would become more valuable than any car business long term. AI Day is scheduled for September 30th. Tesla is in hot water with California's DMV over its autopilot and self-driving claims, which the agency believes are deceptive. The agency made two filings with the California's Office of Administrative Hearings, claiming that Tesla is falsely promoting those systems as autonomous. The DMV is pushing for Tesla to change its marketing around autopilot and full self-driving, and also separately probing the capabilities of Tesla's systems as part of a safety review. Tesla has 2 weeks to respond to the inquiry, or it risks temporarily losing its license to operate as a vehicle manufacturer and auto dealer in California. Electrek reviews the BMW i4 eDrive 40. Starting off, it looks exactly like the 4 Series, the regular gas BMW, and as a matter of fact, the vehicle is actually more reminiscent of a compliance car from the previous generation of electric cars. The i4 eDrive 40 has trim pieces that mimic a tailpipe, a charge port that was hastily placed, a wealth of unused space in the front trunk, and still has a latent transmission tunnel eating up interior space. Despite not being able to shake off the internal combustion past, the interior quality was actually pretty high. Although the production vehicle is pretty much a well-made BMW conversion, it should please a lot of gas-driving BMW owners. Converting over Tesla owners will be a little bit harder of a task. Chinese electric car company Zeekr has shared several more images of its luxury multi-purpose vehicle, what many people in the States would just call a minivan. The Zeekr 009 will join a growing segment in China as a popular car to choose. To me, the vehicle looks like a modernized Ford Flex with a bit shorter front and a bit longer of a back end. Although unlike the Flex, the unmistakable sliding rear door on the Zeekr 009 really paints this vehicle in a minivan box. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Martin Wood says, "When Tesla becomes a blue chip company, plus 3-for-1 stock split, this should give a boost to the share price. Yes, Martin, I'm expecting the same thing. Come Monday morning, we might see some fireworks as the news gets processed. Personally, I'm expecting a big jump, perhaps up to the $1,000 a share mark once again. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.